Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs, broadcasting all the way out of Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found under the client section on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 of all your favorite needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide, worldwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. Call in and join me during this show. The number is 845-241-9985. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the music or commercials you hear on today's show.
Feel the joy as we sing of the love togetherness can surely bring emotion. Set the table, matter strong, thankful for the first fruits of the year. Stay, I light a candle just for you. Come join the party, it's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of year. Let it yellow, black or white, your road, it's alright. It's a celebration that should last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
All right.
Happy Kwanzaa. Together there is so much we can do.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do.
All right. Celebration, remembering times of old. Tradition is the food that fills our souls. Yes, it does. Still, the children are the future of all our hopes and dreams. Let's teach them well. Let's teach them well. Come join the party. It's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of the year. Red and yellow, black or white, yellow, it's alright. It's a celebration that will last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Alright.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Everybody.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do. Happy, 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 happy Kwanzaa. So many ways to show I love you. See, I have faith in all that we do. But we gotta stay together. Just a few of the principles that help us.
Starts at 8, that's when we get praise to the man upstairs for another blessed day. I give hugs to my mom, my dad, and my sis. You smell that? I run to see what mom's cook.
While we drink from the cup of togetherness, it's that part of the year that you don't want to miss. I give a gift from the heart so you know it's true. So recite a principle and tell me what it means to you.
Creativity.
Imani.
Faith.
Umoja.
Unity.
Kujutaka.
That was the smooth vocals of Teddy Pendergrass wishing us a happy Kwanzaa. I hope all your children are with you as they are our present and our future and will need to know how to apply the seven principles of Kwanzaa. I'm asking your children to join you with all of the information being imparted. I want to power the brain. If they don't want to gather, turn up the volume so they can hear what's being taught to them. While you're browsing, doitallinthemall.com. For the younger children, I will have a Kwanzaa reading out loud session on Saturday, January 2nd, 2021, following times. And then you can always go back and play the episodes if you or your children miss it. It's going to be 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 12 p.m. Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to hear from the mouth of the founder of Kwanzaa, Dr. Milana Karenga. The words just roll off his lips, from his lips to our ears. But first, we're going to hear a Kwanzaa song.
Come on, celebrate and rejoice.
Wonder.
Spreading unity in our families and communities.
Wonder.
Because the legacy makes us so strong. Yeah, yeah. So let us come together to celebrate this season of Kwanzaa.
So far,
remembering all of those who came before us on Kwanzaa,
from Rosa to Malcolm to Dorothy King and Turner,
yeah,
from Dubois to Yashantiwa, we honor you on Kwanzaa.
Economic opportunity.
founder of Kwanzaa, Dr. Milana Karenga, gives us an empowering word on the show today that will provide you with very beneficial insight on many different levels.
And we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end.
Coming up next, here on the show.
You are now watching the Kaya Amatoi Show.
It really does inspire a lot of the children to be the best that they can be.
We got something for you all to see on TV.
Kaya Amatoi Show.
Dr. Milana Karenga is a professor of Africana Studies at California State University. An activist scholar of national and international recognition, Dr. Karenga is one of the most important figures in recent African American history. He plays a major role in Black political and intellectual cultures, including movements such as Black Power, Afrocentricity, Black Art, and the Million Person Marches. With his expertise and knowledge in these different fields, he effectively informs us on the importance of Kwanzaa and why it is still celebrated today. We'll be right back.
And we study history for four basic reasons. First, to learn its lessons. As Malcolm X said, of all our study, history is best prepared to reward all research. Second, we study history in order to absorb the spirit of human possibility. Because as Marcus Garvey said, what humans have done, humans can do. So we have these models, which is our third reason for studying history. We study history to extract and emulate its models of human excellence and human achievement. That is what Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune means when she says, we African people are heirs and custodians of a great legacy, and we must bear the burden and glory of that legacy with strength, dignity, and determination. And finally, we study history in order to practice a morality of remembrance. A morality of remembrance. That is the meaning of Fannie Lou Hamer's teaching when she said, there are two things we all should care about. Never to forget where we came from, and always praise the bridges that carried us over. And we praise the great bridges, Malcolm X, Martin King, Fannie Lou Hamer, Mary McLeod Bethune, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, all those too numerous to name. But we also, you know, praise the small bridges. Those are the great bridges. So tall when they stood up, they were the heights of mountains, and when they lay down, they were the length of rivers. Yeah. But also we praise the small bridges. My mother and my father, who did not make the history book, but still taught us to be the best of what it means to be African and human by teaching us to speak truth, to do justice, to honor our elders and our ancestors, to cherish and challenge our children, to care for the vulnerable among us, to give food to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the naked, and a boat to those without one, to be a shelter for the battered, a father for the orphan, a mother for the timid, a raft for the drowning, and a ladder for those trapped in the pit of despair. We also honor them, because in honoring them, as Ossie said about Malcolm, we honor the best in ourselves.
Hotep.
You just can say Hotep.
Hotep.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Hey. Okay, amen. Okay, y'all listen up. Every time I come to the South, y'all kind of quiet. You know what? Now, in church, y'all be bad, serious women. You understand? Kwanzaa is a celebration of family, community, and culture. Why do we stress family? Because it is family which first forms us, names, nurtures, and sustains us, and teaches us upright and uplifting ways to understand and assert ourselves in the world. Kwanzaa is also a celebration of community, which calls us into being as a people, serves as the source and center of our strivings and struggles together to live good and meaningful lives, to create, advance, and sustain our culture, and to play the rightful role our history, shared hope, and dedication to the good demands of us. And Kwanzaa is a celebration of the culture which brought us and humanity and human civilization into being. There is no culture more old than ours, no culture richer, no culture more various And so when we celebrate that culture, we celebrate the culture that not only brought us into being, but brought humanity and human civilization itself into being. It is that culture which introduced some of the basic disciplines of human knowledge and taught the world what was good and beautiful. And the peoples of the surrounding area came to learn and study in Africa, in the Nile Valley. Jew, Gentile, Hittite, Hyksos, Roman, Greek, Persian, Libyan, they all came to study. And so when we celebrate this, we celebrate excellence. We celebrate a tradition. And Kwanzaa is a tradition that calls that into being.
On days like this today, I feel so honored and humbled. I have to introduce to you my Uncle Malana Karanga, Dr. Uncle Malana Karanga. How are you doing today?
Yeah, just Dr. Malana Karanga. I'm doing good. Guys, good to be here.
Good to be here, too.
Good to see you successful in doing this. Communication is central to what is happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're in this.
I wanted to know more about your speech today as far as why you felt today to touch on the topic of Kwanzaa to reintroduce to us during Black History Month.
Because Kwanzaa is tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa is history.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of the history of a people who has made an awesome walk through human history.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kwanzaa sets a framework for talking about history. So throughout my lecture, I talked about history and historical figures. Malcolm X, Martin King, Fannie Lou Hamer, Harriet Tubman, Ella Baker, and all of them, Messenger Muhammad. All these people made us who we are as a people, and so I pay homage to them. And Kwanzaa is a time when we commemorate the past, and when we raise up the names of those who gave meaning to our lives, who taught us to walk in dignity as Africans in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did,
talk
history.
And I like the fact that you brought it up and centered it around history because it educates us. The way it sounds like, it looks like we should be celebrating Kwanzaa all year.
Yes. Well, we celebrate the values all year.
Uh-huh.
The values, the hub and hinge on which the holiday Kwanzaa turns are the Nguzo Sabo,
mm-hmm.
or the seven principles.
Mm-hmm.
And they are first in Swahili and then in English. Umoja, unity.
Mm-hmm.
Kujichagulia, self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kumba, creativity. And Imani, faith.
Mm-hmm.
And people celebrate and practice those principles all year round.
All year
Over
round.
40 million people celebrate Kwanzaa.
Wow.
And so many more must celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the world, African community, on every continent in the world.
Celebrate, and so it's not just here in the United
that's
States.
That's right. It's a Pan-African holiday,
mm-hmm.
and a world-encompassing holiday. And people use those values, those seven values I talked about, to ground their lives, to teach and name their children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people name their children after these values, but they also teach them the value itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they also use it to organize their projects and programs in social and economic and political areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very important development and tradition that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm forever thankful to Black people who embraced it. Certainly it's my intellectual creation, but it would have just remained that if Black people all over the world didn't see value in it,
mm-hmm.
embrace it, and make it their own.
More with Dr. Karanga in a moment.
As long as anyone of us is denied his or her dignity, all of us are somehow injured.
You are now watching the Kaya I'm a Joy Show.
Kwanzaa is a time for ingathering of the people. It's a time when people come together and reaffirm the bonds between them. And friends, see friends again, when family members come home and reinforce the bonds between them. Second, it's a time for special reverence for the Creator and the creation. Kwanzaa is a first fruit or harvest celebration, so it's about, that's why you have these fruits up here. It's a symbolize what our ancestors did. When they got the harvest, they came together and gave thanks to the Creator for the harvest. But they also made a promise, a commitment to preserve and protect the earth, which gave the abundance of the harvest. So Kwanzaa is a very environmentally sensitive holiday if practiced properly. Third, Kwanzaa is a time for commemoration of the past, time to raise and praise the names of our ancestors, those giants that we talked about, that gave meaning and motion to our lives, that taught us good and beautiful ways to walk as African people in the world. That's so important that we never forget as Fannie Lou Hamer said, where we came from, and always praise the bridges that carried us over, and Kwanzaa becomes a time for that. Kwanzaa is also a time for a recommitment to our highest ideas, ideas that teach us to speak truth, do justice, be loving kind, to care for the vulnerable among us, and to always practice, pursue, and hold up the good. And finally, Kwanzaa is a celebration of good, the good of life, the good of love, the good of family, community, and culture, the good of river and rock and star and stone, the good of the world itself. It is a good place to be, and we must, in fact, make it even better than we inherited.
Being that there are so many values out there in the world, how did you center it to those seven values?
Well, I studied African culture, and I asked, what is the social glue and cement that holds these cultures together, give them their humanistic basis and their forward movement? And I believed it was communitarian values, okay? Values that stress and strengthen family, community, and culture. And I chose seven because the number seven is sacred to us as a people.
It is.
And second, because it's manageable. And those values were values also that enhanced our capacity to wage struggle and work together in life.
That is why people in this country, other people of color, Native Americans, Latinos, Asians, women, disabled people, gay people, this world is fighting struggle, they raise up and say, like the black people.
Yeah.
They borrow our moral vocabulary and our moral vision and pose our struggle as a model to emulate. In Africa, in Latin America, in China, as a democratic world, in the peace movement, in Palestine, and the liberation struggle in Palestine, in the struggle for democracy in East Europe, what do? They sang our songs, borrowed our moral vocabulary, and posed our struggle as a model to emulate. And now in Tunisia, they say with signs, we shall overcome. And in Egypt, they call for a million-man march. Because they see us as a model of a people struggling for human rights, struggling to make the world good for everybody.
At Kwanzaa, we always ask, especially on the last day, the day of meditation, we ask you to sit down and measure yourself in the mirror of the best of our culture, and then ask ourselves, how do we stand?
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by asking and answering three basic questions. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really who I am?
Mm-hmm.
And am I all I ought to be?
Wow. Yes. So from your perspective, what would the importance of Kwanzaa be? Because I was listening to someone speak before you started talking, and someone said, well, what's Kwanzaa for? She said, well, that's what Christians that who don't celebrate Christmas celebrate Kwanzaa.
Oh, no. Christians celebrate Christmas, and they celebrate Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate Christmas as a Christian or religious holiday.
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate Kwanzaa as a cultural holiday.
It's a culture holiday. So,
so Kwanzaa is a culture holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first activities of Kwanzaa is in gathering to bring the people together to reinforce the bonds between us and to have them to come together and sit down, as I said, meditate and discuss the awesome meaning of being African in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate ourselves in a very beautiful way. As I said in my lecture, there is no people whose history is older than ours, and no people whose history is more sacred or holy, and whose people more chosen or elect. We started it. Started humanity and human civilization. So we need to talk about that and think about that. And the awesome march we've made through history since that. Because we've done quite a bit.
We've come a long way.
We've come a very long way. And we did it through work and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And through loving each other and caring for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And building the world we want and deserve to live in.
Coming up in a few. But if you don't have faith, you can't keep it going.
That's right. That's right. See, we say...
You are now tuned into the Kaya I'm a Joy Show.
So that people be talking, they say, you know, President Obama can't have a black agenda because a black agenda is a narrow agenda. No, the black agenda has always been an expansive and inclusive agenda.
That's right.
The white racist agenda has been the narrow one.
Yes.
Amen. When they put agenda together, it's let people out. I mean, throw people out. Let's give them about wrong. When Richard Allen was praying on his knees in the Methodist church, white people came and picked him up. He built a church so he wouldn't have to be picked up praying to God. But did he close the door to white people?
No.
Tell me a church that has closed the door to white people. So don't say the black agenda is a narrow agenda. It's a human agenda. It speaks to the best of what it means to be African and human. And so when we talk about ourselves, remember ourselves in expansive ways. And these principles teach us to do this.
I love the fact how you speak about it, because a lot of people will talk about what we do but kind of feel like, well, I don't really want to center on what we do, or I don't really want to try to bring focus to myself or self-centered. But the way you speak about it, it's all of us.
It's all of us.
It's all of us.
It's all of us. And a lot of times, if we don't give ourselves credit, we'll adopt the pathological discussion from the dominant society. The dominant society always wants us to understand ourselves in pathological way, because they've been challenging us since we met them.
Since
you understand? Races have problems. You know, they need to be listed on the psychological index as having a psychosis. To have racism is to be psychologically disoriented. What does it mean for people that need to stand on your head in order to get height? Call you ugly in order for them to look good.
Good.
You understand?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got to be they got to be who they are on their own standard. Don't blame history on me. You got to work with what you got.
True.
You understand? So I think what we have to do is never forget the beauty of being who we are and the righteousness and the sacred mission we've been assigned in the world, which is to constantly bring good into the world and not let any good be lost. And that's a teaching from Odu Ifa, one of the sacred texts of ancient Africa. It says, let's do things with joy, for surely humans are divinely chosen to bring good into the world, and that this is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. I take that seriously.
You can't feel good eating if other people are hungry and you don't share with them. And you can't feel good being healthy if other people are sick around you and you do nothing to help them be well.
The Hosea, the sacred text of ancient Egypt, says the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds.
By their good deeds.
So everybody can be great because everybody can do good and everybody can serve.
Wow.
That's what Martin Luther King said. Everybody can be great
because
everybody can serve.
Man that cries a throne at the beginning, at the entrance of a college, has a sign that says, enter to learn, depart to serve. Yeah. What is our knowledge for? Our knowledge is so that we can serve our people and the world better.
I believe for all of those people who are those learners out there who want to know everything and do everything, you said, what good is learning if you are not going to serve others or try to help world out there?
That's right. The Hosea says again, the wisdom of the wise is of little use if it is not given in service of others. You see what I mean?
True.
So we are given wisdom so we can do good with it. That's the teaching.
Knowledge is a prime need of the hour. But people will want to know, what will you do with your knowledge? We have a right, she said, to know, what are you going to do with your knowledge? And she said it is our responsibility as the learning and learned to, quote, discover the dawn and then share it with the masses who need it most.
Let us so live our lives as a people that we will always know ourselves and introduce ourselves as a people who speak truth, who do justice, who honor the elders and the ancestors, who cherish and challenge their children, who care for the vulnerable among them, who have a rightful relationship with the environment, who constantly struggle against evil, and always raise up, praise, and pursue the good.
We'll take that a long way with us.
Thank you so
I want to thank Dr. Karanga for basically teaching us more about ourselves, to love ourselves, and to come in unity to help each other out. I really do appreciate that. And I'm leaving you all with to be selfless with your present and to be very selfish with your future. Thank you for tuning in to this.
I'm proud of my great nephew. And we say in our culture, we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. And we bear witness as an African people that as our beginning was great and good, so shall our development throughout eternity be if we dare struggle, speak truth, do justice, and walk in the way of righteousness.
Wow.
Tuchama? Is that how you say it?
Tuchaonana.
Because you said it to me all the time. I didn't realize what it was in. Tuchaonana. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Believe that we can put an end to the disempowerment of the masses of people and erase the scourge of war from the world. And finally, it teaches us we must believe that we can and will remain as a people, an informed and active, powerful presence for good in the world, and refuse to be defeated, dispirited, or diverted from this awesome assignment of those divinely chosen and who have subconsciously chosen to bring good into the world and not let any good be lost. Thank you very much.
From the words themselves, Dr. Milana Karenga. Now I am here to basically reiterate what he said. I want to thank you for joining us today, the fifth day of Kwanzaa, which is Nia, meaning purpose. First day was Emoja, meaning unity. The second day was Kujichagulia, self-determination. Third day, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Fourth day, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. I'm going to reiterate, as I said, Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, but a cultural one. With an inherent spiritual equality, the creation of such holidays also underscore the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. These past few days, we have learned Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture created by Dr. Milana Karenga in 1966, held from December 26 to January 1, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually held on the sixth day. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. First fruit festivals exist in southern Africa, celebrated December and January with the southern solstice, and was partly inspired by an account Dr. Karenga read of the Zulu festival, Umkhonzi wa Kweshwama. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A so that it would have a symbolic seven letters. Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of a dominant society. 7 days equate to the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The colors of Kwanzaa are a reflection of the Pan-African movement, representing unity for the peoples of African descent worldwide. Black for the people, red for the noble blood that unites all people of African ancestry, and green for the rich land of Africa. What order are the Kwanzaa candles lit? A Kanara holds seven candles, three red ones on the left, three green ones on the right, and the center black candle going for unity. Each night during Kwanzaa, a candle is lit. The black center candle is lit first, and then it alternates between the red and the green candles, starting with the ones on the outside, moving inward. What do the candles represent for Kwanzaa? When observing Kwanzaa, the black candle symbolizes the people themselves. The red candle are for the struggle or bloodshed in the past, and the three green candles represent the earth or the abundance of possibilities the future holds. The three green candles representing Nia, which we're talking about this evening, Ujima, and Imani, are placed on the right of the Umoja candle, while the three red candles representing Kujichagulia, Ujamaa, and Kaumba are placed to the left of it. During Kwanzaa, one candle representing one principle is lit each day. What do you say during Kwanzaa? Does the Wadi gift represent the fruits of the labor of the parents and the rewards of seed sown by the children. During the celebration of Kwanzaa, it is customary to greet friends and family with the Swahili phrase, Habari Gani, meaning, what is the news? To respond with the answer for the principle of the day, which we will respond later with Nia, which means purpose. You will now hear a song, Nia, meaning purpose.
Every day now.
Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. The hieroglyph Nefer is the ancient Egyptian symbol of beauty and good for Nia. Collective vocation. The fifth principle of is Nia, purpose, which is a commitment to the collective vocation of building, developing, and defending our community, its culture and history, in order to regain our historical initiative and greatness as a people and add to the good and beauty in the world. The assumption here is that our role in human history has been and remains a key one, that we as African people share in the great human legacy Africa has given the world. That legacy is one of having not only been the fathers and mothers of humanity, but also the fathers and mothers of human civilization. For example, having introduced in the Nile Valley civilizations some of the basic disciplines of human knowledge. It is this identity which gives us an overriding cultural purpose and suggests a direction. This is what we mean when we say, we who are the fathers and mothers of human civilization have no business playing the cultural children of the world. The principle of Nia then makes us conscious of our purpose in light of our historical and cultural identity. Heirs and custodians of great legacy. This again reminds us of Mary McLeod Bethune's point concerning our current status as heirs and custodians of a great civilization. We have, she continues, given something to the world as a race, and for this we are proud and fully conscious of our place in the total picture of humankind's development. As noted above, Bethune is concerned that our purpose is derived from three basic facts. The first two are that we are both heirs and custodians of great legacy. This means first that we must not simply receive the legacy as a formal historical and cultural transmission, but recognize and respect this importance. Secondly, it means that far from being simple heirs, we are also custodians, and this implies an even greater obligation. To inherit is to receive as legacy, place adequate value on and make a part of one's life. But to be a custodian of a great legacy is to guard, preserve, expand, and promote it. It is to honor it by building on and expanding it, and in turn, leaving it as enriched legacy for future generations. Finally, Bethune asks us to recognize and respect our legacy in terms of where it places us in the total picture of humankind's development. It is a call for us to see ourselves not as simple ghetto dwellers or newly arrived captives of the suburbs, but most definitely as a world historical people who have made and must continue to make a significant contribution to the forward flow of human history. Generational responsibility. Inherent in this discussion of deriving purpose from cultural and historical identity is a necessary reference to and focus on generational responsibility. Fanon has posed this responsibility in compelling terms. He says, each generation must, out of relative obscurity, discover its mission and then fulfill it or betray it. The mission, he suggests, is always framed within the larger context of the needs, hopes, and aspirations of the people. And each of us is morally and culturally obligated to participate in creating a context of maximum freedom and development of the people. Joining personal and social purpose. Finally, Nia suggests that personal and social purpose are not only an antagonistic but complementary in the true communitarian sense of the word. In fact, it suggests that the highest form of personal purpose is a social purpose. For example, personal purpose that translates itself into a vocation and commitment which involves and benefits the community. As we have noted elsewhere, such level and quality of purpose not only benefits the collective whole, but also gives fullness and meaning to a person's life in a way idealistic and isolated pursuits cannot. For true greatness and growth never occur in isolation and at others' expense. On the contrary, as African philosophy, teaches, we are first and foremost social beings whose reality and relevance are rooted in the quality and kinds of relations we have with each other. And the cooperative communal vocation is an excellent context and encouragement for quality social relations. Thus, Dubois stresses on the education for social contribution and rejection of vulgar careers relevant, rooted in the lone and passionate pursuit of money is especially relevant. For again, our purpose is not to simply create money makers, but to cultivate men and women capable of social and human exchange on a larger, more meaningful scale. Men and women of cultural and social conscience, of vision and values, which expand the human project of freedom and development rather than diminish and deform it. In conclusion, then, at the center of our purpose is to work in such a way that our collective vocation, by building and expanding our community, always has its central and motivation and meaning, our honoring the ancient teachings of our ancestors from the Odu of Ifa, which says, surely humans are chosen to bring good into this world. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the music or commercials you hear on today's show. Please get acquainted with your new best friend, Do It All in the Mall. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters for all seasons. You can find all of your favorite stores like Walmart, TJ Maxx, Target, Shoe Dazzle, Old Navy, Tory Burch, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot, Honey Baked Ham for those who are hungry, for your sweet tooth, Harry and David, Cherry's Berries, and for those who need some jewelry on their hands or around their neck and or in their ears, you have Jared's and Zales, and of course you have toys for the children. And you can also check us out for travel, car rental, and etc. Type in the store you want to order from in the search bar through our secure online website, which is available 24/7. And see what comes up. If it's not there, please let us know, and we will be glad to add it. Look at the section you can shop under to find your favorite stores. We have Afrocentric, we have apparel, we have accessories, children's apparel, jewelry, men's apparel, shoes, wedding, women's apparel. We have automotive and beauty, and under beauty we have cosmetics, fragrance, hair, vitiligo. We have business, employment. You can get a job through us or at least search for it on the website. Employment, education, fabrics, which I love because I'm a designer, and crafts. We have financial, food, drinks, game techs, holidays. Yes, we have holidays. We have the holidays throughout the whole year. So you can go to the holidays section for anything you need. We have home goods. We have even the international section, which includes Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, China, India, Ireland, Russia, United Kingdom. We also have our medical products. And under the medical products, we have medical adult products. They're going to ask you for your age to enter the medical marijuana, CBD, hemp edibles. We have our outdoors, which our pets are outdoors. We have indoor pets and outdoor pets. We have religion. And yes, we have a funeral section, which you can order a casket, an urn, and anything of your religious preference. We have a sports section, and we have travel. So take time to peruse these sections and get acquainted. It is secure. A lot of people worry about that, but let me ease your mind. It is secure. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valcour Designs out of Tampa, Florida, and you have been listening to the Kwanzaa, where you can find this program and Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you might not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back into your communities. Yes, your communities. But in order for us to earn that commission, you have got to shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to, yes, your communities, where your money matters. Shop with us until you drop. And at the same time, change communities, change our lives, and make our lives matter. You can make that difference, not only nationwide, but worldwide. Take a tour and shop for all of your Kwanzaa needs, all of your holiday purchases. Get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. If you like what we're doing and like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking that wonderful donation button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And to call in during our normal, regular scheduled times, Tuesdays through Fridays, and on Sundays, which you can listen in on the service, the number is 845-241-9985. And the start times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali time the next day. So please share this information with everyone you know, your church members, friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, and yes, your children. Share the seven principles of Kwanzaa on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. Thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. You do it all in the mall.com. And if you have missed any episodes, you can always go back and listen to past episodes, see what you missed, and play catch up. So please join us tomorrow when we continue with Kwanzaa and talk about Kaumba, creativity, and we light the sixth candle, the third red candle. So hopefully you have your Kwanzaa items set up, the mazal, which are the crops, the makeka, which is the mat, your kanara, the candle holder, the muhindi, the corn, the kukamba, kukembe, taumoja, the unity cup, mashauma, saba, the seven candles, the wadi, the gifts. Now, get your candle lighter, and now we light the candles. First, light the black unity candle, emoja, for unity. Now light the farthest red candle to the left of the unity candle for Kujitagulia. The next one we get to light is the first green candle, which is the farthest green candle on the right side of the unity candle, Ujima. Now light the candle for Ujamaa, the next red candle. Our next candle is the center green candle for what we study today, which is Nia. Lift your kukombe Chao Umoja, your unity cup, with your libations and raise it to the north, and then to the south, then to the east, and then to the west for your ancestors who have gone on before us. Whatever is not consumed in your libations, you pour back into the ground so it comes back and rains on us. Now celebrate. And what we get to celebrate? What is the news? Habari Gani. Habari Gani. That's the news. And tomorrow, Habari Gani is going to be Kaumba, which is creativity. So join with me as I will say Habari Gani, which means what's the news. I'm going to say this 7 times. We're going to go back and forth. And when I say Habari Gani, you respond with Nia. So Habari Gani. Nia, Habari Gani, 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 Nia. We get to celebrate with our ancestors. So don't forget to share, 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 because that's what we do. We want to stay together in unity, but we want to share. Purpose, share, self-determination, share, self-determination, share, creativity, share, cooperative purpose, share, share, share.
Unguzo Sabah.